According to a representative of the Tribal Nations of North America, reports of a supposed Russian hacker attack on a tribal website are nothing but an attempt to divide an alliance between the Indian nations and the Russian Federation.
VR exclusive.
Hello, this is John Robles. I'm speaking with Tahokatote. He's an elder with the Bear Clan and the Mohawk Nation. Hello, sir. How are you this evening over there?
I'm great, John. I hope you're as well as I am.
First off, if we could, I'd like to get your opinion on these reports that a so-called Russian hacker has attacked a First Nations computer for some reason, a tribal computer in Washington State. What do you make of that?
Well, it's almost laughable to someone like me. I write the news every day. And so I'm all over all this stuff. And the only time I've seen it is that link that you showed me when I start to investigate that. They never mention, well, number one, what would anyone need from a tribe band council's computer? I mean, all they're doing is administering the poverty for the federal government, who's reneging on every contract it ever had with them. Why would a Russian hacker go in there, number one? I mean, right off the bat, it makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always anti-Russia propaganda through the U.S., always has been since the whole war. I mean, now with this Ukraine thing, pure propaganda.
Why would they want
to? Nothing from Indian country.
So you haven't heard anything from any of the tribes in Washington or anybody in your network because you're following all the nation's news?
Yeah.
Why at this juncture, why do you think they're trying to do this right at this point?
Well, you know, Truth and Reconciliation Commission in 2008, Prime Minister Stephen Harper stood up in the House of Commons in Ottawa and he apologized for the residential school holocaust that occurred here, thinking he could just apologize for that and it would be good. He set up a Truth and Reconciliation Commission then in 2008, and they just ended their five-year mandate. First thing was to develop the truth about what happened, and it's horrifying. So the truth is that the Crown committed genocide. That's what it is. So now they're on to the reconciliation strategy part. And I went to an event last week, met Chief Justice Murray Sinclair, who's a Cree, but he's also a Supreme Court judge. So he's taken an oath to the bar, which makes him no longer a Cree. But anyways, he's done some beautiful work because he's trying to do the right thing. But he said that his mandate was to find out the truth about what happened and to develop a reconciliation strategy. But he cannot charge the Crown. That was what he said. So when I talked to him, I said, you can't charge the Crown because it's all Admiralty Court in Canada. And that is the Crown because it's controlled through the Vatican. And the Vatican is the Crown. And he's shaking his head, yes, that's exactly right. And I said, except the International Court of Arbitration at The Hague is not a Vatican-controlled court. It's not an Admiralty Court. We can charge the Crown there, so we could get a fair trial. Anything that we do here in this country, anything in their courts is all fixed. We can never get a fair trial on anything. I know. I just did two of them against the Crown in federal court myself. And I can tell you, there's no way to beat them in the Admiralty Court. They will not even hear your argument if it's against them. They're not going to try themselves. You're never going to get a fair trial.
VR exclusive.
Can you tell us about what happened recently with the wampum belts?
Yes, those wampum belts. You know, we did a story on Mohawk Nation News when my grandfather, you know, Edowogum, he was one of the chiefs that showed up in London, 1710, we made wampum belts and presented them to all 13 bloodlines because we knew about the 13 bloodlines in 1710. Then when they made their first United States, it was no coincidence that it was 13 states. The first flag of the United States is 13 stars, one for each of the bloodlines. That's the royalty that runs the Vatican, the Christian monarchs of Europe that developed the Vatican. To me, when you start attacking the Vatican, like I have, an Indian, and now the truth is out that they're guilty of genocide and also that they're not being charged with genocide, but even though they're guilty. So if I was in the Vatican, I'd be kind of worried personally. I would think that anything they do with Indians and Russia is to dissuade us from pursuing in a non-Vatican court, which that one that Nicholas set up in The Hague, that is a non-Vatican court, a non-Admiralty court. It was set up for world peace, and that's what we're about. We're the sovereign here. No corporation could be a sovereign. It can't happen. That's pretend. That's artificial. Corporation is artificial.
We discovered some wampum belts here in Russia, and why were those important?
They were from 1710 when we came there, and they record I'm just looking at them. What has to happen is we have to get together with some Russian people. I know that you had some ambassador in 1710, and he ended up being a writer. And I asked your people at Peter the Great Museum if they could research his stuff and find out what he wrote about. Mm-hmm. He was there, so he would have wrote something about that if he was a writer. But, you know, I guess it's all in Russian, so no one's went through it yet, I guess. That would be very interesting for me. Those wampum belts are recording. I'm looking, and they show the arrows coming from one way, that would be us. The arrows come from the other way, that would be you guys. And the piece being, that's why we were there, so that's what the wampum belts are about. Well, again, we need to have a group of us around to discuss this wampum belt with some Russians and some Mohawk people the same way it was made, you know? It was made like that, you know? It would be a recording of what we were discussing, and it was about peace that we were talking, peace on earth. So this is historic.
So this was, you know, the first
peace conference anywhere in the world for anyone. Mm-hmm. We came there to spread the peace. After the Great Peace of Montreal with France in 1701, that's an ancient Iroquois thing. And from that, we developed the two-row wampum that we took over to Albany to the British. So in June 25th, that was the finalization of the Great Peace of Montreal. We were now buried our war weapons under the Tree of Peace with France and all her allies. And then we went down in July, a month later, to Albany, gave the two-row to the British and said, you're welcome to come and settle in Ontario. And that's the only reason they ever came to Ontario, at our invitation. And so they came, and now they pretend none of that ever happened, mm-hmm. and that they're the sovereign.
VR Exclusive.
Just a reminder, you're listening to an interview with Hogetote. He's an elder with the Bear Clan in the Mohawk Nation. Can you tell us about your case that's coming up that you're trying to raise awareness for and raise funds for and promote that's going to take place at the court in The Hague?
I'm talking with a few different people in the Iroquois Confederacy, because we're the sovereign here. We want to charge the Crown with genocide just for what they did to our children in that Aboriginal school. Holocaust. Unbelievable what they did to us, and it still affects our children to this day. So we want them charged with genocide. And so we're going to do that. And so there's a lot of money and expenses. So I'm just trying to raise some capital, access some funding to be able to do this. I know what it takes. I mean, it's not hard, but it takes time. You'd have to travel to The Hague and get a, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be done. So that's what the monies that we need. Personally, I'm willing to do everything myself if I don't have any help, and I will, mm-hmm. because I need to do that for my grandchildren, because no more. We're not going through this anymore. The 500-year war on called colonialism is almost over. We're almost there. We are the sovereign, and that's the key.
Where or how could people support the case if they want to? I mean, financially or otherwise? Maybe there's some good lawyers out there who might be willing to give their time or something.
I would love it if there was a good lawyer who would help that really does want to do something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe you have them over there in Russia. They don't exist over here. Anyone who's taken an oath to the bar has taken an oath to the City of London bankers. That's what people don't understand. That's mm-hmm. why you can never get a lawyer.
Because
they've taken an oath to the bar. And the bar is the City of London bankers.
I see. Now, you mentioned it's crashing down around them, and you mentioned something about the Bilderberg meeting, where they said their New World Order is coming to an end. Why is it?
They keep going on about New World Order, but it's all old. There's nothing new about it. It's all old World Order. And it's the old World Order that's crashing down. And I guess they just figured they'd continue with this old world with a new mask, a corporate mask. I suppose that was their idea. But it's not working out for them. And they talked about, mainly about Russia, Ukraine, about everything falling apart. They were trying to take down the Russian Empire since the Cold War ended. And, you know, that's what that whole Ukraine thing that they set up. We all know about false flags. You know, you can't do anything anymore. And that's all they've ever done. Nothing but false flags.
Mm-hmm.
I love what Putin did at the Olympics, showing what Russia's given to humanity in history. If America was to do the same, they've given humanity war and genocide, nothing else, one after the other. And that's what they do. What they did when they came in 1779. People think they had an American Revolution. It never happened. If you just look at 1776, 77, 78, mm-hmm. the biggest army Washington had up till 1778, he had 1,500 men, and he crossed the Delaware in December 1778. That was the biggest army he had. And he beat the Hessians, who are paid mercenaries, so they were paid to lose. And then, 1 month later, General Sullivan, a amasses 12,800 troops, cavalry, and he marches on Onondaga, the capital of the Iroquois Confederacy, to do one thing, to chop down the Tree of Peace. And they did, just like in Avatar. That tree was 3,000 years old. They chopped it down. And they turned the Constitution of Peace into the Constitution of War. They just copied Guyana Red Gore. Instead of a councilwoman, they put in a Senate. Instead of a council of men, they put in a Congress. Then they just put a hierarchical president over it all, like a Roman emperor, sort of. So it really doesn't matter because you got this guy and he'll do what he wants, you know. So it's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Not democracy. It has nothing to do with it. So, I mean, that's really, I mean, people think, well, the American Revolution never happened. Americans have never been free from the bankers of London and still are run and owned by them outright.
VR exclusive.
There was a kind of a black joke, I guess you would call it, at the end of the Soviet Union when countries started falling apart and people were falling into despair with unemployment and poverty. And this was after the Soviet Union collapsed. And some people would say, well, you wanted America, you got it. And I'm thinking about the people in Ukraine, these people that supposedly wanted the West and wanted America. And look what's happening there now.
You get America. You get war, death, disease, destruction, and debt. That's what you get from America. Nothing else. What else could you get from them?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no good way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's getting worse every day in America. And they'll paint whatever picture they want. Remember, the Bilderberg own the media, all of it. You know, they have everything controlled, they think, mm-hmm. except they don't control the internet. And that's all they've been trying to do with this new TPP and all these other things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? And you say about Russia, I think I mentioned, I've just read Nicholas and Alexandra. This is the most amazing story I've ever read.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the truth. No, it really is. And what a phenomenal history you guys got. I hope you guys are doing something about the 100th year anniversary of World War I starting in July. Austro-Hungary attacks Serbia. Ancient Russian, I mean, Constantine was from Serbia. He was Russian. They all speak Russian, you know. And within 1 month of the war starting, Austro-Hungary doesn't even exist anymore. And Russia marches on Prussia. And I mean, this is phenomenal history when we're never taught this in school.
Mm-hmm.
Canada always goes on about the not even 100,000 men they lost in World War I. And Britain goes on like 900,000. But I'm reading that book, and Nicholas loses 1.8 million Russians in the first year in 1914, you know? Nobody talks about that.
It's the same thing with World War II.
Same thing with World War and Napoleon. So I start looking at that, and I'm thinking, what's going on? Why do they always attack Russia?
Yeah.
And it goes right back to the Vatican splitting off the Christian church in 900 AD and setting up shop in Rome, calling themselves Roman Catholics. Mm-hmm. They're really just Freemason devil worshippers. Look at it. Just look at the Vatican. It's all Masonic. They got all those statues and those obelisks from Egypt, all kinds of Masonic stuff, the whole thing.
Well, it makes you wonder, with the doctrine of discovery, which was just a license to commit genocide for gold.
Yep.
I mean, how could it be some spiritual or how could they even talk about God?
Right, they are the devil. They're the devil worshippers. And the Revelations, you know, again, I'm not a Christian, but in Revelations, they talk about the false church. The Catholic Church is the false church. Constantine was Russian.
Mm-hmm.
The capital of Rome was Constantinople. The capital of the church was Kiev, Russia. Ukraine didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Kiev, Russia. Always was Kiev, Russia in those days.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's quite clear why Napoleon attacked through the Vatican, and then why Hitler attacked through the Vatican, and now Obama is attacking through the Vatican? Well, what is going on, Obama?
We're almost out of time here. One more time, fill us in. What's your view on this hacker attack? And then if you could, give us some details about how people could support the case and what's going on with it.
Well, the hacker attack, pure, blatant, I wouldn't even respond to it if I was you guys, because they're just throwing out some bait, seeing if they can get you to bite or something. They're trying to develop some anti-Indian and anti-Russian, divide the Mohawk-Russian alliance. That's what they're trying to divide. I mean, you found the wampum belts. That makes you our ancient ally. You predate the colonies, the 13 colonies. You predate that by 70 years. I mean, they didn't even exist when we already had a treaty belt with you. And it's in place, and people can see it. We're not making this up.
Mm-hmm.
We are one sovereign, you are another. We have an ancient alliance. It's about that. They're trying to kibosh any of that. So get natives turned against you right right now.
I see. Where can people go to find out about maybe possibly donate, or maybe we have an international lawyer out there who could help?
Please, I have a website. It's www.ws, I'll spell it, thahoketoteh.ws. That's my website.
This is John Robles. I was speaking to Mr. Tha Hogetote. He's an elder with the Bear Clan in the Mohawk Nation. He's also a journalist and a contributor to MohawkNationNews.com. Thank you very much for listening. And as always, I wish you the best wherever you may be. Stay with us.